This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Post-match chat with chaps for that Millwall podcast. We're at finished at Elland Road. Leeds United 2. Millwall nil. Neil Harris's unbeaten run during his second spell as manager at the Den comes to an end. It comes to an end with a result that, to be honest, I expected, but a performance that I was actually pleased with for last parts of it. And I was pleased with the fight. I felt we had a clear plan. I felt there was structure to that plan. Yes, we lost the game, but in all honesty, I expected us to. And I think just over 3 weeks ago, we'd have lost by a lot more. And I've seen a lot of things on Twitter and social media, which is why I felt, by the way, the need to do this video. I wasn't going to do one because I've literally just got back from my holiday. The missus is probably like fuming, but she's had her holiday. It's fine. But I'm not going to do a full one today. It's going to be 10 minutes. But I just wanted to come on and sort of share my opinions in terms of, I think that was honestly as good a performance as I think we could have possibly have expected. You know, and what I mean by that is, yes, they won the game 2-0. But I never felt that they were tearing us apart like when we played Ipswich. I never felt out of the game until they got that second goal. And I think as a Millwall team, where we are currently and where Leeds are currently, and yes, it pains me to say it, of course it does, but it's just reality, right? And I don't know what some people expect. But as we sit here today, I think that is as good as a performance we can put in against a Leeds team that has the resources and the riches that they do. And I think if you're expecting something more than that, I think you're off your head, to be honest. We were always in the game until they got that second goal. From the period in which they got their first goal, in the second half in particular, when we made the subs in particular, which was good management from Harris, by the way, to really freshen it up, I felt we could nick an equaliser. I really did. And unfortunately for us, it just didn't happen. Did we create anything massively clear-cut? Probably not. But the other thing is to bear in mind, I haven't got all my normal stats, by the way. Weirdly, I actually did try to pull some stuff, but they're not out yet, which is odd. Optostats is what I use, and they're not out yet. So I actually couldn't. But one thing I did look at, because I felt we limited Leeds to not many clear-cut chances. Yes, they hit the post a couple of times, but in terms of clear-cut chances, and I had a look, and that was their lowest XG. And I know it's a mute point for some people, but I think it directionally tells you how well we defended as a team. It was their lowest XG in 5 games. So for me, we managed to restrict Leeds, although they had a lot of the ball, 70% possession. We managed to restrict them quite well. And I think if you listen to Farker's post-match, he kind of alludes to it. You know, he talked about how we've gone back to basics, yes, but we're a well-oiled, well-structured team and difficult to break down and difficult to create chances against. And I'll take that. That is what we are. And I have to give credit to Neil Harris because I do feel as though there was a clear plan. First 10 minutes, we drowned out Well, I say with your hand them out. I actually couldn't hear. So I'll tell you a fun fact. I went. There's not many pubs in Venice or bars, by the way. So if anyone's thinking of going to Venice, lovely place, but not many bars. And I found a bar and it says sports bar. I was like, brilliant. So I went up to the barman. I was like, listen, mate, any chance you could put the Leeds Millwall game on? I was in there about 4:15. And he went, yeah, of course. He didn't. And the reason he didn't is because I looked around and I was surrounded by Man United and Liverpool fans. So you can guess which one won. So I sat there on my phone watching a stream. So I couldn't hear anything. But I would have imagined that the first 10-minute performance, we probably did what we need to do in terms of to just quieten it down. I felt we were actually on top for the first sort of 10 minutes. Of course, they grew into the game. They had lots of chances. I'm not going to do a play-by-play, by the way. And they scored with a moment of brilliance from, don't really like him, but coincidentally, he was is an Italian. Willy Nonto, super finish. That's a Premier League player. And Leeds are a very good side. As I say, I don't like saying it, but they are. They've got players that we could just only dream of. And the likes of Nonto, to have Rutter and Bamford and, you know, Somerville, those four players will all start in the Premier League next season. I remember watching Nonto against Aston Villa last season and he tore him apart. And that's a side that's now going to the Champions League. So, look, you can't... I don't think we can expect much more. I really, really don't. And I was actually really happy with a lot of the performance. As I say, I felt Harris had a clear plan, restrict him as much as we can, stay in the game for as long as we can, and then try and get something. And then that 60-minute four subs, keep fresh legs. We know we're going to get bookings. We know we're going to concede fouls because we're going to be Millwall-like. We're going to be snapping into tackles. And we were. I don't really know what else you can expect, if I'm being honest. I don't think it was a bad performance. We weren't torn apart like Ipswich has done to us. And we just had to stay in the game. And it's just frustrating that one of those opportunities that we had, I recall Obafemi have an half-decent chance. I recall Longman have an half-decent chance. And we just couldn't turn it into a goal. Had that gone in, it could have been a different story. But 2-0, probably a fair reflection of the game. I don't think they deserve to beat us by much more. But I'm sure if you speak to any of the Leeds players and the Leeds fans, they would have known they were in a game yesterday. That was a typical Leeds-Millwall match, which I think a month ago we wouldn't have got. And I think we'd have lost that 4-5-6-0. And that I'm just being honest. So, yeah. I'm not going to go on for too much longer. It's just a quick one. But I just wanted to sort of say that you reflect on the period that Harris has now been in charge, 10 points from 15 games. You know, good for us that momentum is there still despite the result because of that longer period. We've now got a couple of weeks for Harris, hopefully, to work with the players a little bit more, to get kind of maybe one body back. To get Obafemi even fitter. Again, Harris alluded to the fact that he's still not 100% fit. I'm going to talk about Obafemi a little bit more in a minute. So, yeah, I think it's when you look at that trend, it's not bad. No. None of the other teams, sort of gained any ground on us. So I still think, you know, the bid to stay up this season is well and truly on. And again, that all goes down to Harris. It's funny how, like, fans, when we lose one game, all of a sudden, you know, haters and opinions start to come out. And I just don't understand it. You know, what did anyone honestly expect us to go there and win? Honestly. Because I didn't. And the result was what I expected it to be. But I enjoyed the fight and I enjoyed watching. Despite us losing, I enjoyed watching this underdog team give everything in a match that means so much to this club and so much to the fans. So that's what it is. I'm going to talk about a couple of players and then I'm just going to sort of plant a seed for a show that I'm going to do at the end of the season because I just want to touch on something that concerns me. But it's nothing to do with a performance away at Leeds, let me tell you that. So, honourable mention. So I don't think anyone played badly yesterday. I thought Brooke didn't seem the same player that we saw under Rowett and Edwards. And I don't think he has been. He's the one player that I think under Harris has gone backwards a little bit. He's not played much. But when he has, I've not really seen a lot of him. I also think Cooper was very lucky to stay on the pitch. Yes, it's very much like the way I look at it is, listen, he deserves a bit of luck. He is fouled every single game, and we should have a penalty every single game. We don't get it. Cooper probably could and should have been sent off, but he wasn't, and it's swings and roundabouts with football, isn't it? Then honourable mentions, I think, for Zian Fleming. I thought he had a good performance overall. And I think George Saville, I think he was our leader on that pitch yesterday, snapping into tackles, you know, when the Cooper and Nonto thing happened. In fairness, Brian was there, and then Saville was right in his ear hole. He's our leader. And I think also Leonard had a fairly decent game as well. But the three players for me that stood out were Matty Sarkic, who I thought stopped it from potentially being a lot more. He seemed calm, composed, made a number of good saves. He has been very, very good under Harris, and he's starting to look like that 1.2, 1.3 million pound goalkeeper. And I'm really pleased that he is, because I'm hoping, you know, he's still a good age. He could be a number one if he continues playing like he is for another sort of 5, 6, 7 years. So that's really pleasing, because our recruitment hasn't been great. And I often felt that particular signing was a bit of a panic buy from the club, with Long sort of being hounded out. But he's starting to look like a decent goalkeeper, and I thought he was very good yesterday. And I'm going to say three players that stood out, and any of them could have been given man of the match. The other two were Jafet Tanganga. Again, I thought he was excellent. He was the best centre-back on the pitch, and they had £10-15 million Joe Roden, who's also on loan from Tottenham. And I know if I was Spurs, which one I'd be looking to possibly get back into the first team, which obviously will be our problem at the end of the season. And then the other one was Michael Obafemi, who I felt had his best game. He completed 90 minutes. He did a lot of grunt work up front. You know, he played that Bradshaw role, and he always looked dangerous. He really did. His pace and his strength, it causes problems for teams. And look, we can only dream of signing him. He's on 40K a week at Burnley. It's not going to happen, but just enjoy him whilst he's here, and hopefully get a few more goals for us. And he can build up his fitness, as Harris said in his post-match. So they were the three players that stood out. But this is the problem that I have. And I say I'm going to plant a seed for a show, a detailed show I'm going to do in the summer. Because the job, whoever the manager is in the summer, and this is why maybe Harris, having someone that is not another change and someone that the club can trust to oversee this, might not be a bad thing, is the amount of change that is going to happen in the summer. You've got our best two players, Obafemi and Tanganga, that are not ours, and we have not got hardly any hope in hell of keeping them, right? There were 8 players in the 18 yesterday that, in theory, are not contracted to us next year. So you've got Bart, Saville, Hutch, Leonard, Tanganga, Obafemi, Longman, and Brook. 8 players out of 18, we don't even know if they're going to be here. And let's face it, other than Longman, can we even really afford to sign any of these other players, right? Then you've got the likes of Zian Fleming, who will only have a year left on his contract. And if an offer comes in, he may go. You've got Denor, who I can't see he can be happy not playing. I'm not going to go into whether I think Harris is right or wrong, by the way. There is no doubt when he comes onto that pitch, he is much better when we're trying to score a goal than the players we have. But Harris is picking players that he knows and he trusts to defend in these games. So I would expect Denor possibly to play against Rotherham or Plymouth. But that's a separate subject. I'm not going to talk about it now. Murray Wallace, he's kind of been frozen out. Hasn't been very good this season. Is he someone that would also go? So you've got those guys. And then all that leaves left, by the way, is Danny Mack, Jake Cooper, Joe Bryan, Matty Sarkic, Billy Mitchell, George Honeyman, Duncan Watmore, Romain Essa, Adamoah Maku, and then your injured list, Tom Bradshaw, who doesn't have a contract, Kevin Nisbet, who he'll probably be here next season, and then Wes Harding, who's basically not even been in the squad since Harris has been here. So even if you include all four of those, I'll take Bradshaw out, actually, because in theory he doesn't have a contract next year. So you include those three, right? So you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You have 11 players, right? And that's excluding the ones on loan. I've excluded Fleming, Denor and Wallace. You have 11 players contracted to us next season that are happy. It is a major job in the summer, believe me. And I don't want to talk too much more about it, but all I'm trying to get at here is to come kind of full circle and to come back and say the relevance of that versus the Leeds game is that is what Neil Harris is operating with. He's operating with a very small squad full of lone players that possibly do or don't give a shit, players that are playing for contracts next season, players that aren't. You've got all of that going on, a depleted squad of injuries, and he's managing to grind those performances out and 10 points in 15 games. And I think that is context. If he keeps us over the line this season, which I think he will do, it would have been a masterstroke. So, look, I'm going to leave it there. As I said, this was always going to be a shorter one. I haven't got my details, my stats, play-by-play, minutes and stuff like that. But I've seen quite a lot of negativity online. And I just, of course, I would have loved to have got a point. But we're playing against a side that haven't conceded a goal. I think they've only conceded 3 goals since January. They haven't conceded in the last 2. They haven't conceded in open play since the turn of the year in the league. And we actually limited them to the lowest XG in 5 games. And I think we gave it a go. And I don't really know what else you can ask for and expect. So that's kind of my point of view. I look at it as glass half full. I am quite a pessimistic Millwall fan. Any of my mates listening to this will tell you that. But we now have a couple of weeks. We look forward to a huge game against West Brom. A little bit of a derby, I think, since Jed's gone there. They're flying. It'll be a great atmosphere down the Den, and I personally can't wait for it. So, look, I'll leave it there. I hope you had a fantastic weekend. I better get back to cooking some pasta or something. But, no, thanks for listening, as always, and speak to you soon. Have a good week. Bye for now.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.